I predict a riot. I predict a riot. Yes. Of course, that's great. But we do have other songs as well, you know. And the thing, I predict a riot. I predict a... Yes. I mean, that's... Of course, that's one of our really popular songs. But the thing is that we have some other song. And if anybody else over here thinks about something over... I predict a riot. I predict... Oh, God. You see, you have that big song, don't you? And they've also got Ruby, haven't they? Do ya, haven't they? Haven't they got those, that one as well? It's the Kaiser Chiefs I'm talking about. It's very difficult when you have a big song that you license and then quite a lot of, you know, when there's any kind of febrile atmosphere, I've used that word in two podcasts tonight, I'm delighted. Then people, you know, it's like, I'll see you later. I'm going to beat you up later on. I'll meet you in the car park. I predict a riot. Yeah, and the band seem great, very sweet, and they seem, and they've been interesting in the way that they have, I suppose, not fought against that, but really tried to keep that momentum going, because it's important, but also offer us something else. And what they've done here with their Easy 8th album, yes, that's the title of this album, the Easy 8th album, which I suppose might be a bit of an ironic title. It could be, you know, but that's what they're calling it. I mean, I don't remember the last album, which is called Duck, about 4 years ago. I don't remember that one at all. So maybe I've been off their radar, or maybe they've been off my radar. I'm not off their radar. They're not interested in what I think, I suppose. And quite rightly too, because I've done so well. But this seems to be, from what other people are saying, and I can verify that because I've read about that, a new kind of sound for them. And I am here to tell you that it really works on the basis of this album. Now, I don't know if that's going to work for them in moving forward and continuing that way, but certainly on this album it really does. So it's dead poppy feeling all right that opens this this album. It's got some synth pushes which sound a bit like arena style Simple Minds. I'm gonna step on up to the waterfront alive and kicking. It's not like that, but they've got a pop middle and they do this so well. They do have that indie feel. Beautiful Girl starts a bit new wave, and I'm interested in that. I'm less interested when it becomes more indie. But I suspect a lot of other people will still be interested in that because they love indie, and that's fair enough. Nothing wrong with that. How to Dance, though, is... Well, it does tell you how to. It doesn't need to. There's no instruction manual. You can watch people moving to it, I suspect. It's got a sweet and dance... and tight, should I say, dance floor banger feeling to it. With a Larry vocal, it's nicely done. They've got a bit of bass and strings in Burning in Flames. It also has one of those illuminated checkerboard dance floors as well. It's a lovely example of it. I don't think it's entirely inhabiting that sound, but it's a great example. Then they give you Reasons to Stay Alive, which has a sort of strangler's bass, a thicker middle, but then it becomes, it sort of says, hang on a minute, I'm sick of hanging about by the toilets, I'm going to go, not necessarily by the toilets, but maybe by the bar, and I'm going to go onto the dance floor then, so it does that as well. Then you've got The Lads, which has a new wave feel, with a very usual chorus, which I don't really mind that at all. And Noel Groove, which is the penultimate track, has a twinkling synth, with an easy bass and a vocal. It does become a little obvious, and the more I get through this album, the more I feel your experiment is over, and really you're just giving us, I suppose, the placebo here. Is that what you call it, or what do you call the one that you refer everything to, the norm? What's it called? Maybe somebody can tell me. But that kind of general indie pop and also rock feel, which I'm less interested in. But I tell you what, when they really go for it, this is something very special. And I hope they continue with this kind of song, because with this music, you can't predict a riot. You can predict not even murder on the dance floor. DJ, you got to burn that goddamn house right down. Yeah, they're not saying that, but it certainly has a bit of chic goodness to it. And I like it. Ta-ta.